Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
Hey, Stephen Throwhoek, please serve everyone on Profile This is played.
Oh, I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth.
Earth.
And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Devin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Hi, Devin. I already know that you know how this here game is played, correct?
That's right, man.
Fantastic. You have your choice today, as always, of one of three categories. Today, we offer you the wonderful world of drugs. We have Animalized This, where you guess the animal responsible for causing the problem. And finally today, we have Seriously, where you guess the petty conflict that led to violence.
Let's do some drugs again.
All right, authorities in Indian River County, Florida. They say a Vero Beach man who was high on drugs, he was high on drugs when he attempted to break into the county jail. Investigators say the 24-year-old Patrick Rempe, he rammed his 2002 Toyota into the front doors of Building C at the jail complex, barely missing a deputy. They point out that the glass shattered but maintained integrity. Rempe then drove at a high rate of speed, ramming into the fence outside of Building E, causing damage to the fence. But he was not done. Rempe then climbed up on the fence and then became entangled in a razor wire at the inner perimeter of the jail. Medical services were called to remove his dumbass from the fence. He was taken to the Indian River Medical Center for treatment for his injuries. Now, deputy said the Rempe admitted that he was high and that he just wanted to visit friends who were in jail. There are easier ways to do that. Anyway, he faces charges of aggravated assault on a law enforcement officer, battery on a law enforcement officer, three counts of felony criminal mischief, leaving the scene of a crash with property damage, driving under the influence, and possibly more, including possession of drugs. Good times. The question is, what drug was my man high on when he tried to break into jail to visit friends? Was he high on crack, PCP, Fleca, or bath salts? So crack, PCP, Fleca, or bath salts. What was my man riding on when he decided to try to break into jail? Although, oddly enough, it worked out for him because now he's in prison. Hmm.
You say where it was?
Florida.
India, Florida. Vero Beach. Yeah.
Vero Beach.
What do you think, Miles?
I'm going to go PCP, Devin.
PCP. Ted, what you leaning towards?
You know what, man? He said Florida. Maybe smoking some of that bath salts.
Bath salts. I'll take crack.
Crack.
Yeah, it could be okay. Crack.
All right. It's Florida. It could be anything.
Oh, good point.
What was this guy on? Crack, PCP, Flocka, or bath salts? We'll find out next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to The Men's Room.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Category strikes on profile. This Florida man was high on drugs when he tried to break into the county jail
to visit friends.
Rammed into the jail all one time with his truck, then tried to ram through a fence. I got out of his truck and tried to hop over a fence with barbed wire on top and got stuck.
Yeah.
He was on drugs. Was it crack, PCP, flaca, or bath salt?
And Devin, that is a question that we posed to you, but in this case, let us start with detachment.
Yeah.
Not a bad call on bath salts. It is Florida, and I feel like Florida, more than any other state, engages in bath salts for whatever
they really
reason.
Died off. People aren't doing them as much.
Well, when people resort to cannibalism, you kind of go, you know, man, maybe that's not the high I'm looking for.
Maybe not.
I'm just putting words in her mouth. Yeah. I don't know.
Quitters.
Miles Montgomery went with PCP.
PCP.
I think the giveaway would be he'd have ripped the barbed wire out of his own body.
And been naked.
Yeah. So, Devin, that leaves you. You went with crack.
God.
No. The old flacker.
Oh, for three.
Oh, Jesus. I haven't heard about that drug in a minute.
I don't know much about it, but I know, to me, bath salts and flacker seem to have the worst side effects.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Whatever.
Now for all TV news all the time, and it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Choices today, you got the Jimmys.
Fallon and Kimmel.
Seth Meyers. Colbert.
Stephen.
Or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it late night?
We're trying to the title. These guys have teams and talents for writers, something to come up with monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom, or could it be a V. Ted Smith original?
Will Smith was seen with both his current wife, Jada Pinkett Smith, and his ex-wife in a very rare family photo. So I guess he wanted to get slapped twice?
V. Ted Smith.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who's his first wife? Or do we not know who she is?
I can't. It's Cherie Zampini? Pino?
Okay. Oh, her. Yeah, sure.
That's why I left it out.
Yeah.
Disney is set to launch a new Disney cruise ship, which is more than 1,100 feet long and carry up to 4,000 pathogens.
Seth.
Yeah, I'll say Seth.
That's Seth.
Disney is set later this month to launch its new Destiny cruise ship, which is more than 1,100 feet long and can carry up to 4,000 pathogens.
The fast food chain Kentucky.
Kentucky.
I'm trying to get too fast. The fast food chain Kentucky Fried Chicken is revealing a new menu in honor of the Netflix show Stranger Things that includes a 12-piece nugget that you would swear was 25. Those kids aren't playing D&D anymore.
Seth.
Colbert.
That's Seth.
The fast food chain Kentucky Fried Chicken is unveiling a new menu in honor of the Netflix series Stranger Things, including a 12-piece nuggets that you would swear was 25.
Those kids aren't playing D&D anymore.
What? Hey, everything's got Stranger Things on it now.
I know.
Doritos, and Gatorade, KFC.
And my thing is, like, if you watch Stranger Things, which I do, I never think, damn, I'm so hungry at the end of this. Like, that's not a show. It would be like doing a tie-in with The Exorcist. Like, pea soup. You know, like, it's not a show where you go, like, I want to eat anything right. that I saw on this show.
It's kind of like, you know, White Castle. They never really got to White Castle. Maybe the very end of the movie.
Yeah.
But the whole time I'm thinking to myself, I could go for some White Castle. Now, I don't need a special, but you know, Harold and Kumar sandwich.
Right.
I just think about White Castle.
Stranger Things, there's nothing about food at all.
Right. Yeah.
And if someone is eating, they might be eating
well,
your
good
body.
For them.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Yeah, I'm like, God, it's in everything.
Yep.
I know. Like, even the Wednesday, that Burger King or whatever?
It's Wendy's or Burger King. I don't remember.
One of them, but it was just like, they're evil nuggets.
Yeah, I know. Okay.
All right.
Did they now taste listen. Like the regular nuggets?
Szechuan sauce yeah. at McDonald's from Rick and Morty? Good job. They got it back. People loved it.
Buffalo Ranch kicks ass. Brand new. Awesome.
As a kid, I ate the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle pies.
Was it green?
It was green on the outside and it was yellow, so Bavarian cream on the inside.
Sounds appealing.
You know, like the little Hostess cakes?
Sure, yeah, yeah.
I loved them. But again, I don't know as an adult if that stuff
but
makes
that's
you run
Teenage
out.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. You know, Stranger Thing, it skews older. Like, some kids watch it, but it's not necessarily a kid's show.
Correct.
They can sell anything to kids. I mean, that's kind of what Saturday morning cartoons are.
Chick-fil-A's doing a waffle chicken sandwich now.
Ooh.
Yeah. There's a lot of stuff out there. I guess I'm just saying, I don't know how much TV shows influence the food I'm buying. But, you know, I don't know. It's working. Let's see. So the Golden Bachelor finale was last night. So the big question was, right, that Mel Owens guy, right? Remember, he's old, but he was like, no women under 60.
Yeah, that dude.
And he was like, it was taken out of context.
You said it.
Well, what he actually said was, none of them old bitches.
But he's already done this once, and he got separated from the girl, right?
Right. So he handed the final rose to 60-year-old Paige Munson. She's a retired fighter and bomb tech from Vegas. Kind of a badass.
Yeah.
He gave her the ring in the finale. They're still together. They're not engaged.
All right. Okay. How long has it been since they taped the finale to now?
I'm not. It's months.
It is a couple months.
Yeah, I watched the whole thing on The Bachelor, like the first couple years and stuff. There's only a few of the couples who have actually stayed together.
Sure.
I think one of them actually lives in this area. But, yeah, it's not a high percentage. And also, I don't care who you are. It would be very tough to know somebody of everybody I know. I have one friend that met a girl, dated her for 2 weeks. She was going to move. He flew down there and said, I like you that much. I think you should move back when she get married. Now, they're still married. But most people date longer than a month. And they only filmed that show over about a month.
But also, I don't have like 11 other women with me.
I want to see like the manager at Jiffy Lube up there.
Right.
You know what I mean? Just some regular Tammys. I'd watch that.
Oh, I've always liked the trailer park version.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't have to be rich. All that.
Exactly. Like, you would never want to be on reality. You're coming then.
Yeah, she's smoking Pall Malls.
I'll tell you what. I'll give you 20 just to come.
I mean, look, that's part of the problem, though, and that's what attracts people to these shows, right? You want to see hot people doing hot people stuff.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Hot people stuff.
Well, right, like all those shows where it's like Temptation Island.
Yeah, nobody's like
I want to see the exact opposite of that.
Okay, you might. I'm just saying.
I cannot believe she is wearing a bikini.
Right. I don't think a lot of people are going to be like, oh, so Ted shaved his back.
Look, shirt and
sweet episode.
Shirt and a pool guy.
You know, now that's acceptable. Because you got all the suntan shirts. Everybody's wearing a shirt in the water. It just upsets me. Let's see. Eddie Murphy says he cured himself of OCD.
Cured himself of OCD.
There's a new Netflix documentary, right?
Mm-hmm.
I believe it's called just Being Eddie. When he was a kid, he used to do things like get out of bed multiple times to check the stove, make sure it's off. He says like every single night, all this weird stuff. Then he saw a news report on OCD and it clicked. I was like, oh, that's what I got. I keep doing crap like that. So basically, he was like, he looked at it like it was some sort of mental illness. I made myself stop doing it. I'm like, I'm not doing it anymore. I thought I was a weird kid. And I ain't know I had some mental illness. So basically, like, he forced himself to stop doing it.
I mean, you could will yourself to do it. It's just a lot of effort.
Correct. Yeah. I mean, some people have severe OCD.
Sure.
So it's like, okay, you might
His was probably not severe. bad, but not. Look, yeah, put it this way, if you diagnose it, then it's bad enough that it got diagnosed. But severe is a lot worse.
Mine's a checklist. I go and go like, did I leave the oven on? Did I leave a burner on? Did I completely close the refrigerator?
I just wait for the smoke detector to go off. I'm completely relaxed.
I check, you know, when I walk back in, I'll check it again.
Yeah.
For some reason, when I'm finally going to sleep and leaving the living room, I know I've locked my door, but I will check it a couple. I will check it.
That's always my last thing that I do. And I never did it until I had kids. Once I had kids, I'm like, just make sure the doors are locked. Right.
I have to have a light switch right by there. So it's like, all right, I'm over here. I might as well check it.
Sure. And Castle's now, locking his doors tonight.
The complete opposite of OCD was I was driving down to the Emerald Queen Casino a couple weeks ago and got to Federal Way in my sweatpants and a hoodie and realized, oh, my overnight bag is sitting in my living room.
Oh, see, that's when it pays.
Right. Would you forget you had a hotel?
No, Miles. I went up to my car, did something else, came back down and sat the bag down as I had forgotten something. Put it in the bag and then just ran up and hopped in the car. And
I like that you grabbed the thing you forgot to put in your bag and then forgot the bag.
Right. It's just that sinking feeling. So I pulled over and it was, yep, didn't have it in there. So I had to drive back and get it.
God.
It was fine. It was a great night. And I love Eddie. So I was like, not going to miss it. He's like, dude, I would have blown it off. I was like, no.
I got you.
This is kind of hot off the presses. Just want to say real quick, sports-wise, like, Cal Raleigh did not win the AL MVP. Now, we have some. Obviously, living in Seattle, you have your own thoughts on it.
But also, he should have. You Mariners fan or not, man, he should have been the MVP.
Correct. He's an everyday catcher, switch hitter. You know what I mean? And I didn't even realize how big of a deal it was until this summer, right? Like, my nephew's a huge baseball guy. So the one day, he's working all day at the bar, right? So I go in there during the day to have a couple drinks and BS with him. I mean, he spent half an hour making the case. And I was like, all right, I agree. Right. Plus, also, it's the only time since the award came out in 1931 that anybody's hit 60 home runs for their team, led him to the playoffs, and didn't win.
Well, he's also basically the captain of the team. He could be a Golden Glove catcher, too. His defense is that good.
Correct. So I think it's one of those things, and throw what I were saying during the break, too. Like, some of these awards, just change the names of them.
Right.
Like, in the NFL, like, Jonathan Taylor, the running back in Indianapolis right now, is the clear MVP.
Without question.
But they're still talking about quarterbacks, right? When's the last time a primarily defensive player won the Heisman? Charles Woodson?
Right.
He still returned kicks and played a couple downs on offense.
Yeah, really.
And I know Travis won it last year, but...
But overwhelmingly, it's called the quarterback award, and it's fine.
Correct.
Right, that's all.
Yeah, it's just wild. And it's just, I know it's an old man thing, but just like, man, he was so good. And at the end of the day, it's not about the best offensive numbers, which he had.
Right.
Well, I know his war or whatever wasn't as good.
Right.
But it's like... The Yankees have a much higher payroll. You take Aaron Judge off that team, I still think the Yankees have a shot at making the playoffs. Without Cal Raleigh, the Mariners, they wouldn't have been the Mariners this year.
That's what makes you the most valuable player.
Wait, and what was, Mike, help me out. You're a better fan than I am when it comes to Mariners. What was that, 2 years ago in spring training or after the season? He blatantly called out ownership and just said,
that's why they got a new coach.
We need a new coach. We got to spend some money, which a lot of clubs could have jettisoned him at that point.
Yeah, it was either last year or 2 years ago that he made that call.
2 years.
Right. Just legend. I mean,
the beginning of last season.
Yeah.
After the end of the second.
Which is just good for him, but that's hard to do. Right. And that's legendary to begin
with. But he was right.
Right. So you look at most valuable player for a team. How is it not that guy?
I don't know. Well, it's like Myles Garrett. I mean, he trusted the Cleveland Browns organization, signed the contract.
He got paid.
Cal was going in there doing the same thing. Like, I need to trust you, or I'm maybe... playing somewhere.
But in
else.
Baseball, it's easier to get traded to move around. Like Myles Garrett, don't let him fool you. I'm here to win championships. You're on the Browns. Shut up. You're a goddamn liar. You're there for the money and you got a good payday and good for you. But don't say you're here for championships. Ain't ever going to win one. Ain't going to happen. And you know that. You know that. You're on the team, have been on the team. There's nothing about the ownership or the coaching or the locker room that suggests that this is going to be a good team. And if you honestly believe that they are Myles Garrett, you are freaking insane. You're insane. Anyone would have told you. Then go to a different team. Yeah, he's just full of crap.
Right, and he wrote the letter. Like, he was already out the door and then came back inside that deal. So I'm with you. Like, I don't know that I can blame the guy. That's a ton of money.
I would just, my thing is like, yeah, I'd have taken the money too, but don't say I'm here for the championship. Like, man, the average fan knows that that's BS. Come on, dude.
Right.
On the Browns. Come on. Jesus.
And the NFL is just a different beast.
Right.
You know what I mean? Outside of Deion Sanders going from the Niners to the
Cowboys.
Very rare is there one trade that makes a team that much better.
Hey, he won with the Ravens as well.
He did.
I know nobody cares. I'm just saying.
Well, I would also say, like, when you look at the Seahawks, right? Like, McDonald, Coach McDonald, he's been building this thing for 2 years. They have made a ton of trades.
Yes.
It's almost ridiculous, right? Sam Darnold's the most obvious signing him.
But look at the team.
Correct. They drafted well and this and that. And it's just
so stop asking me if I think Mike McDonald was a good hire for the Hawks. I said it last season. I said, yes, you guys are going to be surprised. He's one of the best minds in football, man.
Yeah.
And you're seeing it. This is year two.
Right.
Like, damn.
Right. And he comes from the Harbaugh tree. Coaching tree, right. And that family. It's just like, hey, those guys love ball.
Yeah, they do. And it shows.
Yeah. Great stuff there. You do have football on tonight. You got the Patriots hosting the Jets.
Yeah, look, man.
Division game.
Who knows?
Who knows? Yeah.
The Dolphins crushed the Bills. At this point, I'm like, anything can happen.
Yeah. I mean, you're right.
It won't. Miles just said it best. Like,
divisional game. Who knows?
Yeah.
But I think the Pats win this one.
Sure.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You're listening to the Men's Room.
Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Canadian man steals a city bus and takes passengers on a safe and enjoyable ride. Meanwhile, a ferry in France shows a movie where the actors were all brown-eyed. Florida man running for the law falls through the ceiling onto a SWAT team. A cow escapes a slaughterhouse in Germany and is now living the dream. And an Idaho man tears down a family's brand new home with an excavator. For no reason. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the headlines. Here's Mike Hawk.
All right, our top story, we're going to Ontario, Canada, where a bus driver got a few side-eye glances. Passengers thought it was just business as usual on the bus that day, but they noticed that the driver took a couple out-of-the-ordinary routes to take them to their usual destinations, as well as even missed a couple stops, with at least one passenger helping where he could, guiding the driver in the right path. After a while, the route finished, and the several police officers that were tailing behind the bus moved in and arrested the driver. Turns out he wasn't the correct driver at all, but a rando that took advantage of the unattended driver's seat of the bus. But in spite of his crimes, authorities said that he actually did a good job, said that there was not a scratch on the bus. He turned away a few would-be passengers with expired passes or insufficient funds and got people where they needed to go.
He did, for the most part. He just made a couple wrong turns.
Yeah.
But he was driving an accordion bus.
Yeah.
And he still made those turns in areas where buses don't make those turns.
Hit I like nothing. That he turned so, people yes, down yes. with expired passes.
Yeah. Hey, right. Don't get
hey, what are you, a criminal?
He just stepped into it, right.
Like, really, man?
Oh, yeah. He's still facing charge.
You're splitting hairs on that.
He stole the bus. I'm getting on for free, brother.
That has got to be the best, just, you know, theft of a carjacking, as it were.
Oh, it's like, sure.
I'm just going to do what I'm supposed to do with this thing. It's my shift.
Hey, man, your pass has expired. I can't let you out.
When you run out of gas, we took it out of town. Where do you fill it up at?
Right?
Don't know. I've never seen it.
Yeah, me either. Just pull it into the 76.
Pull it up at a gas station.
Oh, I pull it off on the highway, like, for transportation only. Taking it.
All right.
I'm going to the wherever the buses go to fill up down in Soto.
Oh, yeah. Good call.
I'm going to say stuff, too, like, yeah, I'm off shift.
In other news, down to Florida, where a man took an unfortunate fall. He was wanted by law enforcement, standing accused of stealing an F-350 in the area, and was identified after he made a stop at a local Home Depot while in the truck. He was eventually tracked down, and officers noted the truck parked in the driveway, where officers noted that he was unloading the lumber from the back before fleeing into the home upon seeing law enforcement. Lumber from the back.
Yeah.
Due to his criminal history and threats, he would get into a shootout before going back to jail.
Jesus.
SWAT and crisis negotiators were brought to the scene before they made their way inside. But upon entering the home, they found that he was not in there and didn't respond to verbal commands to reveal himself. The search didn't last long, however, as body cam footage from the officer shows the man soon falling from the ceiling out of his hiding place. And he was quickly descended upon and arrested.
Yeah, because he dropped basically on top of it.
Right. When you're hiding in the attic, you have to make sure that you're standing on the... It's not the joists. It's
he
the
knows attic. That now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was the one thing. If I ever worked in the attic with my dad, he pressed that on me so doggone hard.
Yes, because he loves you.
Right.
I was terrified of the attic as a kid.
Yeah. No, it's not because he loved me. It's because he didn't want to have to replace the doggone ceiling that my stupid ass was going to go through.
And I love you too, Mike. Yeah.
That's right.
And don't touch the cotton candy.
Yes.
That right. Ooh, look at the cut. Do not eat it.
Whiz. You touched it? All right. Wash your hands right now. Go. Cold water. Cold water. Children were left screaming, quote unquote, after witnessing a horror scene on a ferry from France to Sussex. I love this story. There's a recliner lounge area on the ferry that has a movie screen and shows various programs to help passengers pass the time. This particular day, it was showing the F1 Grand Prix. But upon the conclusion of the race, the screen quickly switched to a feature of what could only be described as hardcore pornography.
Oh.
Right after the race?
Right after the race.
Yeah, it's called that F2.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like I was in charge of this.
I think it's F me.
Yeah. Children ran screaming out of the lounge, and several parents had to explain that not all adults behave in such a manner to each other. The department issued an apology
what
for
the movie were they showing, man? I mean, like, how rough was this sex? And they're like, oh, my God.
We.
The fact that they had to call it hardcore porn.
Yeah. Not just porn.
Right.
We need you to understand. The fact that parents say not everyone treats each other that way tells me.
If I'm going to hack this thing, it's not going to be run-of-the-mill stuff. It's going to be just the worst stuff that I can find.
Right. This was not, are you doing, step bro?
Right.
This was not,
I'm like putting on Down on the Farm.
This was not the girl next door. Right.
Oh,
This was not a romp in the hay. This was, I think people were wearing masks.
Beating the hell out of each other.
Bloggers were involved.
They're tied up.
Right. I think vices on certain satchels were involved.
Wow.
Man, if kids are screaming and we have to explain that we don't all do this.
Right.
There was some horrible stuff that was in there.
It was more than sex.
Why was the girl wearing that thing on her waist? But just in case. But just in case those stories up to bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
We go to Germany, where second chances can happen. A local slaughterhouse had a bit of a situation when one of the cows that was being transported to the facility managed to escape from her owner and flee into the nearby woods. She wandered through the woods for about 10 weeks before finding a new home among a flock of roughly 200 sheep. She integrated herself within their numbers and quickly felt right at home. Eventually, the sheep moved on and the cow was tranquilized, set to return to her dark fate.
Oh, no.
But the farmer agreed to allow her to be turned over to the local Animal Welfare Association, where she soon met other cows following a brief quarantine.
Met other cows?
Yeah. Hey, you look just like me. Mandroom Sports. Cal Raleigh comes home. We've got a college football on ESPN, college hoops on ESPN2, and CBS Sports, pro basketball, and NBA Network. And Thursday Night Football features the Patriots hosting the Jets over on Amazon. But those are not the only Jets playing an away game tonight. Your Seattle Kraken are hosting the Winnipeg Jets over on Kong. Puck drops at 7. I like it. As far as your weather, cloudy with occasional rain showers and a low of 47 tonight. Tomorrow, they're expecting a high of 52 with about an 85% chance of rain, which means you're going to get wet. That's
right.
Your headlines with that, Mike Harkins.
Hey, sir, finally Friday, Ted versus the FCC is back, and I believe we celebrate drummers on a Bad Choice Friday.
Yes, indeed, but in the meantime, well, we be all about this biatch. So until tomorrow, please do what you do best, and for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to health care that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at RedeemHealthshare.org.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.